It's Tara. You know Tara. And listen, this is the last Thursday of the month, and we're going to have some candid conversation. We've been talking about being emotionally aware and how our emotions sometimes take the center stage. But take a listen to this candid conversation and let me know what you think about it.
Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now, step strong. Stay watching. Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, it's Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker. And you know Tara, I'm just here to give you a dose of vitamin E to educate, empower, and encourage you. So I have like this live session with my girls because we're always having good conversations. And sometimes, you know, you just want to know what go on behind the scenes. So today we're really talking about emotional awareness, emotional intelligence, and just being aware of our emotions when we are in some compromising situations. So we had a discussion prior to coming on, but I just want to hear what the ladies think in reference to their emotional and being, how emotional aware are they in situations? Are they able to maintain their emotions? Are they able to rectify and redirect their emotions, or do they just jump in and head first and deal with the consequences after the fact? So I'm real big on being emotional aware, and I tell people all the time, because I'm an honest person, I'm transparent. I try to be as transparent as I can be, but sometimes, like, my emotion, I used to have a lot of silent battles. I mean, they minimize now. Let me get you, because I still have them. I still have them. I just don't have as many. But sometimes I know that we're in an era, as I said on the last podcast, how we are really living in the dispensation where we are emotionally moved by the smallest thing. Sometimes we are offended, sometimes we're rejected, and it really takes a toll on our relationships. So my question to these ladies, I want to know, like, what is your stance? How do you deal with your emotions? Are your emotions stable? Are they rocky? Or do y'all really, like, struggle with them? Like, who wants to go first?
Now that I'm older, my emotions are more stable. That is why I give the younger generation a little bit of grace.
Girl.
When it comes to their emotions, only because I didn't start managing them a lot better until I got 30s, by my 30s.
You sound like me, because I was having a conversation with my husband, and I was just basically saying how you said your 30s. I didn't really start getting the handle on mine until my 40s. I didn't start getting the handle on my emotions because I was that girl. I was the pop-off girl. If I felt a certain way, I was going to let you know off the rip what it was. I was not going to tuck my tail. I was going to go in on you. But as I continue to grow and become aware of emotions and what they do and what they're supposed to do and when they're supposed to do it, then I'm like, okay, then, this ain't the time or the place, but I got you.
Well, you know, for lack of better words, I will still get down if I need to.
Yeah.
However, it will come at a cost of me knowing the consequences. Like, I know the consequences of if I was to do X, Y, and Z to you, or give me some revenge or something. But learning how to control my emotions came with a lot of trials, tribulations, humbleness. God can humble you quicker than anybody.
So say that one more time for the people in the back, because I don't think they heard you.
I can't say that. It's a life. Mm-hmm. Life helped me change my emotions. I think now I have so much gratitude when I wake up. Yeah. Like, I don't want to mess up the good things that I have for myself. So I'm just, thank you, God. It's all about my day. If somebody pissed me off, I might say some smart something back, but you know, I ain't going to go off like I used to. Why you like that, Ariel? Ariel,
yeah, right. Yeah, I want to hear about your emotional. One thing I can say about Ariel. One thing I can say about her. Like, she going to tell you what a T.I. is, and I don't care who you are and where it is. But I'm going to say this about Ariel as well. Like, she has some gems and some nuggets on the inside of her. So even though, and I'm super excited. I told her the other day. I'm super excited to see what God gonna do in her, because she's so rough. She like DMX rough. But at the same time, she's really soft. So your emotional awareness, how do you handle your emotions? Do you struggle with them, or do you think if have any issue with them? What would be your take on it?
Well, I think I struggle with them, and that is why I tend to stay in the house and not deal with people, because it keeps me from having to just give it to them raw. Because I don't really know any other way to give it to them all the time, and sometimes it comes out before I can think, you know, like, you know, hey, you have me messed up, we're gonna rewind, we're gonna try this again. So that's why I tend to just stay in the house, and I try to stay from around people.
True.
So I don't have to get to that point. However,
okay,
I am still learning, because sometimes I do have to be around people. So I think it's more of my facial expressions than anything. And you know, I'll just try to walk off.
That's the best.
I think, but you know, walking off, that is the best. I'm gonna save you some grace. I'm gonna show you some grace today.
Yeah, I said but in my head.
I think, like, in our emotions, like what we do, if you're not emotionally aware or emotionally mature, we will act elementary. And I was talking to my husband, I was just talking about, you know, our emotions, and even in marriage. Y'all know I love talking about the ship's love. Even in marriage, our emotions in marriage, everything kind of like gels together. So that means that we still have to be emotionally aware when we're talking to our husband or we're talking with people in the street. Because like Ariel, for me, I used to shake. My hands used to shake. My throat used to shake because my emotions, I would let them just say, go ahead, get them. But as I grew and as I'm growing, I'm understanding how to put this emotion in this compartment, this emotion in this compartment, so that I won't act out. Because once the words go out, or once the emotion have its way, they'll be looking crazy at you inside your head. Like, I remember that girl when she threw them grits against that wall. You know, they'll be saying anything, you know. So my thing is, when you come to emotional awareness, like, how aware should you be, and are you really? And you can only answer that for yourself. Like, we can see you acting out or whatever, but you know the depth of it. You know what it is. Tasha, what you say?
I can say I'm more of a fight or flight when it comes to dealing with my emotions or whatever. Is it at a fight or flight situation?
So do you, wait, I want to ask a question.
Instead of me acting on at the time being of the incident that's occurring, I would just flee, because I know that's the best method for me.
So are you more of a fleer or a fighter?
Fleer.
I'm a fighter. Mm-hmm.
Well, because I know my background and where I come from, and I've grown since my 20s. In my 20s, yeah, it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But having a child and getting back into my word and mm-hmm. Letting it manifest, and God has been so good to me, I can't back down. So
are there,
I just kind of flee and just go to my word and just walk off. And yeah, in reality, I know people say, well, in reality, that's probably not going to work right on when something hits you right then. But it's just a lot of growth and just, you know, being, you know, in tune with my word, and it helps. I'm 43 now. I probably should have been under the jail, say, a long time ago. But just to show that power and prayer, it really has helped me along the way.
So are you, I hear you say you're a fleer, so you're emotional. When dealing with your emotion, becoming emotional aware, you know where you come from, you know your background. Mm-hmm. But so my question to you is, if you are a fleer, mm-hmm. and fighting doesn't have to be per se physical,
right,
you know what I'm saying? So my question to you is, like, do you plan on dealing with your emotions or just always fleeing?
It's not healthy to always flee, because you have to, it could possibly come back again.
Right.
And, you know, and you can't always flee when it happens again. So finding ways to kind of battle that and
right.
find ways to deal with it. I say you do have to face it. It's reality.
Right.
Haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah.
Just always flee.
Yeah.
So that's just still part of growth. And as long as you're human, you're going to have emotions, you're going to mm-hmm. have feelings.
Most of
it's just the way that you deal with it, especially in a professional manner. Mm-hmm. Being at work, you know, not to, you know, you have to be professional. There's yeah. ways to deal with it. But outside of here, it all depends on the circumstance, the situation that I'm in at the moment.
Right.
To handle it in a professional way, because I carry a title. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and you just have to look at it like that.
And I think
you have a child and you're married and mm-hmm. you just have so much that people look up to you at.
And I think so what Ms. Kalandra was talking about the other day. Yeah. She was talking about now, didn't want to lose herself being mm-hmm. becoming a mom and yeah. stuff of that nature. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, you know, she's like, I don't want to lose myself. I still mm-hmm. want to be me,
yeah.
but I know I'll be a mom. Mm-hmm. So sometimes in our emotions, we can lose ourselves,
right.
you know, and not only that, but as the roles go around, mm-hmm. you are fleer and my background is a fighter. So my background is a fighter, and that was my first line of defense. I'm going to stand with you, be it verbal, be it physical. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand with you. But like you said, with growth, mm-hmm. I'm learning to, hey, yeah. hey, that's not always the right thing to do.
And with us being black women, it's just naturally.
Right.
It's just naturally like we're going to stand up.
Right.
Regardless.
Right.
It's our culture.
Right.
Somebody want to both be ready to both be.
Versus
the other culture, like,
right, right, right. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. But, you know, who are you talking to? What? You know, so we always ready to act on right,
right.
then, but it's just maturity and growth.
It's really,
I promise you, because I would have been a long time ago. Seriously,
so you were you were a fighter.
I didn't care who you was. I don't care what relationship we had. If you come to me wrong, you about to yeah. And so yeah. I know with me having a child that just drew the line.
Right.
And it's something naturally that came on to me. It's not something that I'm like, well, let me prepare myself because I know I'm a mom. Like I was telling Kalandra, I said, it's just naturally, mm-hmm. I can't explain, it just naturally comes on to you. Like, you know, everything just changes.
Order.
And it feels
Shift.
Good. It feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it feels so good. I can't wait till she experiences it. It feels so good. Mm-hmm. But it's not my answer. But, yeah, but that's my take on it. So.
Kalandra K? Mm-hmm. Were you talking? You are a ball of emotion, so I don't know if your emotions are, like, really stable right now,
mm-hmm.
being that you're, like, boop, 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 so.
They feel stable.
So, as far as, like, emotional awareness, like, Tasha, she's a fleer.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a fighter,
yeah.
But as I continue to grow, I'm learning, and dealing with your emotions and, like, making sure they are, like, polished mm-hmm. is work. Like, you are really, like, internally tired because you're,
yeah.
like, really rationalizing. Should I take this? Or did you say, you talking to me? Or you're always trying to get it together. So, as far as your emotions, I mean, take away what's in front of you. So, but, like, your emotions without it, what would you, I mean, are they mostly stable? Or are they kind of like, eh? Or?
I'm not I say when I get emotional, I kind of just draw within.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now we're talking more about like negative emotions. And typically giving into negative emotions, you end up with a lot of regret.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I didn't say
right.
that. Even if you felt justified in the moment and after the moment, I shouldn't have reacted like that.
Right.
So I feel like it comes with a lot of regret. And it kind of reminds me of like, don't cry over spilled milk when we're children.
Mm-hmm.
If someone tells you no, you cry.
Right.
If someone takes something from you, you cry or you
right.
throw a tantrum. Mm-hmm. And so giving into every emotion for me was draining
mm-hmm.
my energy
right.
a lot.
Right.
Everything doesn't deserve a response.
Right.
I'm mature and grow. Everything doesn't... deserve me to go to 10.
Right, right.
Some things I have to learn to just let it go. Even if
I was right, or even if I was wrong. Sometimes being emotionally mature means that you don't respond to everything. And when you do respond, you try to respond in a way that you won't regret down the line that serves your higher self. And then I'll also say that, okay, I lost my train of thought, but that just happened.
All is well. All is well. But we're just talking about emotions, and I'm telling y'all, like, for me, outside of being a coach, outside of being a therapist, I have one because I got to, because I know, like you said, Tasha, I know my background, I know where I come from, and in my family, I see like the spirit of pride is like, whoa, like you're not gonna talk to them crazy, you ain't gonna handle them crazy.
Yeah,
so for me, I know my emotional awareness because they, if you look at them wrong, they ready to pop.
Yeah. But pride and ego are flesh.
Right, you know? Right.
So every time you give in to every emotion, especially if it's a negative emotion,
there
anger,
it is.
Sadness, depression, anxiety, when you give into that, you're giving into your flesh and you're letting your flesh take over.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to be more emotionally aware and mature, you have to tap into the spirit.
Hey, hey.
That's what I wanted to say.
Hey, wait, you didn't bow your head like you. We have to.
you have to tap into the spirit.
And
when you are wrong, go to God.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit, fight this battle.
Right.
Fight this battle.
Yes.
We were just on our prayer challenge, and our prayer challenge, and y'all know I talk about it all the time, but the prayer challenge was having was, help me, Holy Spirit. And sometimes what we do as individuals is that we make sure that we want to handle it. But I just wanted to like get their take and their stance on what emotional awareness, where they are in their emotional levels, and just encourage, you know, not only them, but me and you alike, to be aware of your emotions. You know, what emotion is leading you, and why am I acting like this, and what's going to be the difference if
I
do
would
this?
Say, be aware of the patterns your emotions cause. What are the consequences
of
your emotions? Yeah. And if there's a pattern,
yeah.
But you always blaming somebody else.
Yeah, I like that.
But you're stuck in a pattern, and you keep getting into different situations and interacting with different people, but you keep getting the same outcome. Maybe it's you.
You're the common denominator.
Yeah, maybe it's you. They're not gonna talk to me like that. He not. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She would have never done. I would have never.
Okay, but what?
Right.
But where is this leading?
Right.
Where is this leading?
Where's the ownership?
Back to you.
Where's the ownership? So we just talked about this emotional awareness, and I encourage you, if you have not like really sat with your emotions, I encourage you, you know, when was the last time I got mad? When was the last time I got angry? When was the last time I felt depressed? Why am I feeling like this? What's going to be the outcome? You know, like Calandra said, we have to be able to be in tune with our emotions, because we're not in tune with our emotions, they're going to be in tune with us, and they're going to lead us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we got to say. Unless y'all got something y'all want to say, we're going to end this thing.
Bye.
Thank you.
So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Why?
They watching.
These people are watching, yeah. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely, how are you maintaining? Because they know that your emotions are all over the place. But let them know you done heard the podcast. And honey, you are aware of your emotions. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain, persevere, and remember to trust God. Before you do anything, before you say anything, Holy Ghost, help me. Until you get your emotions together. So until the next time, y'all be safe. And I love y'all with the love of Christ. Y'all be blessed.